What do we have here? An adorable human has wandered into one of my traps. My mystical ropes have tied you to, and now you can't move. What a cute little surprise we have discovered. Untie you? Now why would I want to do that? You might be an invader who wishes me harm. Or possibly a thief who was searching for a way into my domain to see what treasures lies ahead. Or maybe, just maybe, you've had heard of tales of the amazing beauty of the Kitsune that lives in these lands, and you sought to find her and seduce her with your quiet charm and your dazzling good looks. Tell the truth. Were you planning on seducing me, human? No. You weren't even aware that anyone lived out here? Oh, that's too bad. I was kind of hoping you would tell me that's exactly what you were doing out here. For such a cute human, I may have fallen prey to such a seduction. So, then tell me, blushing human. Nobody wanders this deeply into the forest. What is it that made you venture so far out where all others fear to tread? What brought you near my home? And why do you continue to struggle so? It is clear to me that you are enchanted by my beauty. And I would only wish you harm, if harm was something that you deserved. If you are not an attacker, a thief, or a kidnapper, and truly wandered into my trap by accident, then you have nothing to fear from me. So, tell me, what unfortunate situation led you into this predicament? Monster, you say? Nearby? Chasing you? In my woods. Tell me more, human. What did this monster look like? I see. A snarling beast. Part wolf. Part bat? How very interesting. I have never heard of such a creature before, much less one in this part of the world. It appeared while you were chopping wood. I take it you ran in fear. Why am I? You stood to challenge the beast with only your axe in hand. Such bravery. But that doesn't explain how you ended up tied here in my trap, brave human. The noises of playing children caught its attention. By hurling your axe, you drew its gaze back to you, and then, unarmed, you fled deeper into the woods to lead it away, possibly sacrificing yourself in order to save the children. Truly, I was right to choose you, dear human. Your bravery and your nobility are only surpassed by your rugged beauty. I knew from the first moment I saw you that you were the greatest treasure I could ever have hoped for. And now that you're here, my heart is soaring with joy that my sweet love is finally mine. Is it my professional love for you that had caused you to suddenly stop breaking free of your binds? Or is it the fact that I have moved closer and pressing my body into yours as I gently move your hair away from your face so I can get a clearer view of those adorable eyes that have stolen my heart. Or is it possible that being this close to you and hearing the soft gentleness of my voice admit to you now that I have watched you and loved you for some time now is making you desire something a little more from me? How I've longed to do that, human. And now that you're finally here, you are finally mine. I will finally be able to indulge myself of your precious lips as often as I please. Oh, human, why have you begun to struggle again? Have I not made myself clear that I do not intend to harm you? I only desire your happiness. So, why do you wish to flee from my presence? Is it the monster that still might be lurking that you fear? You mean the monster that sounded like this? And the monster that looked like this? No, no, human. Calm down. See? The monster has gone. It was only one of my illusions. I am a kitsune, after all. Do we not have a reputation among humans as tricksters? No, I am no demon. The demons are vile and repulsive creatures. They're not welcome in my land. They trick and deceive only to torment. They need pain and anger and fear in their wake. I trick for fun. And although I admit my desire to capture you with deception was a selfish one, it was never one designed to harm you or make you bitter or afraid. That's right. You're safe. Safe within my realm. Safe within my ropes. Safe within my loving arms. Nothing can get to you here that I do not allow. Now, look into my eyes, human. Do you see any malice within them? Do you not see only true love and desire for you? Does it comfort you and bring you peace to know that what I desire most is not to bring you any type of suffering, but rather to... You are truly intoxicating to me, you're human. I cannot get enough of you. I have lived for nearly 300 of your years. And in all of that time, I have never come across another such as you. Yes, I spotted you on the borders of my land you were exploring. You were not afraid of the fearful stories of the woods and rumors of evils in the land. You wanted to see for yourself what lay beyond. And what you saw was beauty. You sat in awe and wonder of the beauty of my land. It was a beauty that you could not quite understand. It was just like the rest of the forest, and yet, different. But it was unexplainable, was it not? There was no way you could have known that the beauty of my land is a reflection of my own beauty. And so, An enchanted wonder, you returned. Day after day, you came back to marvel at the indescribable, yet unescapable beauty. But you would not venture any deeper, would you? No. You felt compelled to remain where you were safely outside my borders. My magic keeps people away. It fills them with a sense of trepidation if they draw too close. And so, they turn away, never attempting to penetrate further into my woods. But if they were to push those worries and continue on, they would find that they could not proceed anyway. The magical barrier prevents all from wandering too far in, or too far out, unless I allow it. You would walk, and walk, and walk, and yet never move. You could walk for a day, only to turn back around and find the same scenery as when you first began your journey. And so, there is no need for the ropes to remain. You see that the way they move away from you on their own, with just my will to guide them. If I wish, they can return. But for now, they're not needed, as you cannot leave my land unless I allow it. And I will never allow it. I have made you mine. And so mine you will always be. My dear human, have I not made myself clear by now? I have chosen you to be my mate. I have loved you since the first moment I saw you. And each moment since has only deepened my desires and my resolve to have you. And now you are here, and you are finally mine. And with ropes no longer restraining you, you can place your strong arms around me as well, as I embrace you to do thus. Your kiss is so much better when your arms hold me tightly. I think you might be more magical than I. Now come, human. Take my hand. Well, yes. All of this is my home. But what I mean is, I suppose you would call it my house. It is an edifice grown of my magical desire. Yes, grown, not built. Like those ropes that move as I will. I will for the forest to grow as I desire. See there? That is the house I have grown for myself. Yes, that's it. It is glorious, is it not? Not nearly glorious as me? My human, you are quite the charmer. Had I known you would be so happy to have been captured by me, I would have taken you so much more quickly. What is it, human? Why do you stop? Go ahead, ask me. What is it you wish to know? No, human. No, I have not enchanted your heart or your mind. Well, not magically, anyway. No, human. I do not possess such power. And even if I did, I would be most averse to using it on you in that way. Yes, I deceived you in order to draw you here. And yes, I ensnared you into my trap so that I could reveal myself to you. Yes, that is also true. I never planned to let you go. You must never leave my sight, human. I wish to be with you at all times. You're mine now, and I would always have you with me. I fell in love with you, and had to have you. I fully admit to capturing your body, but I never captured your mind. Your thoughts are your own. When you told me how beautiful I was, and when you embraced me willingly and kissed me back, that was you. I have no hypnotic control over you. I want to love you, human. Truly love you. I have no desire to force you to love me back in that way. Yes, you're right. I have admitted that my motives aren't purely so noble and altruistic. I do desire you, and I prevented you from leaving me. And no, if you were to desire to leave me now, I wouldn't allow it. My intent was to keep you here with me, and to seduce you with my snuggles and kisses. Oh, it could have taken 1,000 lifetimes. As long as you're here, you won't age. And I was willing to do whatever it took for you to confess your love for me one day. No, I never intended to harm you. If you leave my sight, there will be no punishment of pain. I will simply be forced to tie you up again, to keep you from leaving, while I show you how wonderful it is to be with me. But now I know that won't be necessary. You're not going to leave me, are you? And now that we're here, I can truly make you my mate. Why should we wait? I don't understand. Why do you want to wait? Do I not please you? Do you not find me to be an acceptable mate? Human, please. Just sit beside me here. I wish to show you how much I adore you. I want to show you my love for you. What game are you playing at? Why should I close my eyes? You cannot flee. You know that would be pointless to try to leave my realm. But it saddens me to know that you would like to try. I thought that you enjoyed being with me. I thought that maybe you were really beginning to love me back. Very well. There. My eyes are closed. Now, flee if you must. But you will not get far. And then I will be forced to capture you again. Well, I told you that if you left my sight, I would have to tie you up again in order to show you how much I loved you. And now, yes, with my eyes closed for this long, it's true that you've left my sight. Are you saying, open my eyes? Why, you stand before me, offering me the very rope that you were tied with when I caught you in my trap. Human, do you fancy yourself a kitsune with your trickery? No, It was the kind of trick I might have played as a child. You have much to learn about how to truly be tricky. But we have plenty of time for me to show you how it's done. But for now, you are correct. You must be punished for leaving my sight. And now that I tied you up again and laid you down, and I'm snuggling you close and nuzzling your cheek and whispering softly in your ear and caressing your hair with my hand, and I think I'm going to have to find a new way to punish you. So just lie there and relax. I'm going to show you why you should never leave my sight again. Or maybe why you should.